Suspense. Springbok Radio presents Something Short of Murder, adapted for broadcasting and produced by Michael McCain. Something Short of Murder, another play in the new series, Suspense.
She knew it. Could have slapped her face. Who's that cookie when she's lucky like that? Three winners in 1 week. I don't know. Don't know how she does it. Must wash up. Really must. Just let's have a look here. Sunny boy, Cape Town flower, marzipan, golden road, my delight. Oh.
Climb up on my knees, sunny boy. Boy, you're only three, sunny boy.
Sunny boy. Ed always liked Al Jolson. We've been an admirer of him, always. Still buys old records. It's an omen. Sunny boy, sunny boy. Omen, that's what it is. Gotta be lucky. I feel it. Lala's not the only one. Hello? Hello? Is Mr. Faree there?
Just a minute, please.
Hello?
Mr. Faree? Mr. Faree, this is Fran Holland. Mr. Faree, would you put R5 for me on the fourth race tomorrow? Please.
Just a minute, Mrs. Holland. I'm very glad you called. You see, I was coming to see you anyway, but I had to get my hair cut first, you see. Look, first of all, I'm not allowed, you see, to take any more bets from you. Not until you settle up what you owe already. Secondly, I've got to come over and collect the money you owe us. That's 25 rand now.
That isn't very much, is it? I mean...
Look, it wasn't my idea, Mrs. Holland, you see. Look, I'll come over, I'll explain.
No, please. Please, just wait. I've got to clear up. Place looked nice, I suppose. Yes.
Morning, Mrs. Holland. All right to come in, is it?
You know it is. Now, come on. Come on, tell me. What is all this about?
It's not personal. I like doing business with you people in the flats here. Only the management's getting impatient, you see. Look, people like you, they're the heart of the whole business, you see, but... But when you start going to the piggy bank for your betting money...
I use my own money. Are you accusing me?
I'm not accusing. Look, you've owed us the money since May the 20th. That's over 3 months, Mrs. Holland. Now, what do you think, a supermarket or somewhere like that, it's there?
I always pay you sooner or later.
Well, you're a friend of Mrs. Moreau.
Well, you know I am. It was Lila who told
me... Yes, well,
me...
she's not much better, Mrs. Holland, if that makes you feel any better.
What? But she just won.
And she wins. We've got to pay up fast. And she loses. Oh, boy. It's a different story then, all right.
All right. If it's going to be like this, I'll just find somebody else, see?
All right. You do that, Mrs. Holland. But just now, it's a matter of those 25 rand.
I'll pay you next week.
No, Mrs. Holland.
What do you mean, no? I'll give you the money next week. My husband doesn't get paid till next week. Well, what's the matter? I haven't got the money. I can't give you something I haven't got, can I?
25 rand, Mrs. Holland. Those are my orders. You could borrow the money from Mrs. Murray, perhaps, huh?
No.
Well, you must have some money in the house for food or something, huh?
No, I haven't. 1 rand and 50 cents, that's all. I've been buying everything on account.
I've got to have that money today, Mrs. Holland. If I don't get it today...
You what?
I'll come back at 6 o'clock, Mrs. Holland.
Come back?
To see your husband.
No, please. Look, I told you I'd get the money. He doesn't have to know about this. I mean, does he? Please, Mr. Faree.
Sonny boy.
It's got to stop, Fram. Got to stop. Why do you have to do it? Why? It's mad. Look, I'm telling you, Fram. You just listen to me because I'm warning you. You bet like this, lose money that I sweat to bring home. You do this once more and I walk out of here. One more time, Fram, and I clear out.
Of course, he doesn't have to know, Mrs. Holland. You just pay me the 25 rand and it'll be okay.
I mean, I'm not ashamed of it or anything. I haven't lost a fortune or anything.
Sure you haven't. I've got to go now. You know where you can find me, Mrs. Holland? At Vito's. If you come before 6 o'clock, we can forget the whole thing.
I told you, I can't get it before six. I can't. Mr. Faree, there isn't any way. I haven't got it and I can't get it, don't you see?
Haven't you got anything you can pawn?
I've already... Eddie knew.
You're sent from a heaven, and I know your worth. You made a heaven.
There must be some money somewhere. Ran 78 cents. Oh, no. No. It's half past 11. I've only got 6.5 hours. I don't know anybody who'd lend me money. Not anymore. All right, then. There's only one thing to do, then. I've got no choice.
There are gray skies. I don't mind gray skies. You make them blue, sunny boy.
Well, now, you look a little bit more like the girl Eddie used to show off at parties.
Anything wrong,
Oh, I beg your pardon. But really, it's enough to... You know, I've come out without a cent. What in the world am I going to do? You see, I've got to get into town. I've simply got
Look,
to
I,
get...
Why don't I...
Would you? Would you really? Could you lend me 15 cents? I feel such a silly fool. I do really.
Don't even think about it. You're 15 cents.
Oh, thank you so much. You're so kind.
Oh, my pleasure.
You can send it to me through the post.
Better get on board.
This isn't mine. I'll get the next number. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Nice to.
Pardon me.
Pardon?
Look, I feel such a fool, but you see, I left the house without any money, and I've got to get the next bus into town. And
gosh, it happens to me all the time. I know just how you feel.
Really?
Only 20 cents. No, go on, take it. It's okay.
Thank you so much. You're so kind.
It's okay.
Let it start. Excuse me. Look, I'm terribly... $3.98. That's $5.76 altogether. Oh, such a long way to go.
One more time, Fran, and so help me, I'll walk out of here and that'll be the end.
A fool, but you see, I've come out without a single penny, and I've got to get the bus. You see?
Oh, yes.
Thanks.
How much do you... Is this all right?
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. You're very, very kind.
Well, it's good to be able to help.
Perhaps one day I'll be able to help you.
Using this telephone, please.
What? Yes.
Sorry.
Hello, Stephanie. It's Fran here. I'll be going to meet at the pictures this afternoon. Oh, good. I think it starts about 5:28. Yes, okay, 2:30, and it's my train, so don't forget to bring your raincoat. Okay, Stephanie. All right, then. Bye. Oh, I'm terribly, terribly sorry to keep you. Bye. I'm terribly sorry to bother you, but you see, I've just made a phone call and I got cut off. I've got a very important thing to say, and I haven't got any more money. I wonder, could I impose on you, do you think?
Go away.
What?
Madam, please go away.
You don't understand. I only want 15 cents. I mean, well, even less for the call.
Just a minute.
What do you want?
I think you better come with me, lady.
What?
please do us a favor, Ada. Make us seat. All right.
Listen, I don't know what you're talking about.
I've been watching you for the past half hour. Understand now. Now, come quietly before I have to get nasty.
Why should I come with you? Who do you think you are?
If you want to see my badge, I'll flash it, lady. And there's enough people looking already. Shall we go?
All right, all right. Listen.
Plenty of time for that later. I've seen your type lots of times. Must admit, though, I've never seen that particular dodge before. How much money did you think you could make?
I don't even need much. Only a few rand. You see, I've got to have 25 rand before 6 o'clock. It's 20 to 4 now.
Oh. How much did you get?
I don't know, 15 rand. I don't know.
Lady,
please. Don't let me get into trouble, please. I beg you, I don't want any trouble with the police.
Who does? How much more do you need?
What?
Money. How much more money?
I don't know. I'm not sure. But I don't know. Another 10 rand would do it, I think. Perhaps not even that.
Is that all?
Hey, where what? Are you a policeman? I mean, are you plain clothes? What are you doing? You're not arresting me at all.
Hey, don't do anything stupid, lady. You get out of the door, you'll break your neck. I could still call a policeman and tell him all about what you were doing, so sit still.
I'm not even sure it's wrong.
It's wrong, all right.
Where are we going? Victoria?
You're pretty. You know that. What kind of a husband have you got letting you beg, eh?
Careful.
Don't worry, don't worry. I'm the greatest driver in South Africa. It's getting late. You're not going to get that money by 6 o'clock, are you? On the other hand, I've got the money. I could give it to you, but not if you pull that kind of face. Come on.
No. No, leave me alone.
Leave that door. You'll fall out.
No!
She's gone. She's fallen out.
Oh. I fell out. Out of the car. But I was gonna die. It wasn't my fault. I was only trying to get a little bit of money. He wasn't the police. He should have left me alone. But the time. My watch. Gone. Must be at least 5 o'clock. At least. Eddie will leave me. He'll be so ashamed. The man in the car. He said he was the police. He crashed. He's dead. Is he dead? No one knows. No one's seen. Someone will come. Hello? You all right? You? Man? It's all right. His heart's beating. Where's my purse? Here's my purse. Said you were going to give me 10 rand. You got millions of rand in here. You're rich. I want 10 rand, though. Just another 5, because you tore my dress. It was your fault, and I can't even find all the money that was in my purse. I'm sorry. I hate you. But I hope you don't die.
See you, Mr. Faree.
Hello. It's not 6 o'clock. It's 10:02.
Well. Hey, what did you do, Mrs. Holland? Rob the piggy bank, eh?
Count it.
You didn't have a fight for this money, did you? You tore your dress. Now, what's happened to you, Mrs. Holland?
Somebody left a baby pram near our door and I fell over it and fell down the steps. I tore my dress.
And people are careless.
There's enough, isn't there? Yeah.
Hmm? 30 rand and 40 cents.
Oh.
You've got some change to come, Mrs. Holland. Sorry I had to lay down the law like I did, but you got the money okay, didn't you?
Alive. Is he alive, Joubert?
Yeah. Broken arm. I think his leg's fractured as well. A lot of bruises. There's money all over the place.
Maybe he was counting it as he drove along. All right, I'll call headquarters. Get an ambulance.
Who's on? This is Le Pascagni, he saw. Take us to the Victoria, but...
Friend! Where you been, friend?
Shopping.
All day. Well, you look tired. You tore your dress, friend.
I know, Lila. I know. Found my key.
Did you buy something nice, eh?
No, nothing much.
Oh, well, you look all in. Listen, Fran, you won't have to cook dinner tonight. You can come and have potluck with me. We'll have a laugh and a talk together. That's if you don't feel like cooking for yourself.
What do you mean?
You're on the town tonight. Oh, Eddie must have phoned 9 times this afternoon. In the end, he called here to me. Well, maybe he thought we were boozing together or something, huh?
Eddie?
Yeah.
Where is he? What
he called from the office. He's not coming home. Not till tomorrow. He had some kind of emergency with some client or something, I don't know. Said he'd fly to Cape Town, the 5 o'clock plane.
Not coming home?
Come on. You can relax tonight, man.
Oh, thanks, Lala.
It's okay. Hey, Fran, you sure you're okay?
Yes, I'm fine. See you.
Hello? Hello, is Mr. Faree there, please? Thank you. Hello, Mr. Faree. Mr. Faree, listen, this is Fran Holland. On that fourth race tomorrow, I'd like R5 on Cape Town Flyer, please. That's right, the fourth race. Yes, please. Yes, Cape Town Flyer.
Tonight you heard Something Short of Murder, Suspense, adapted for broadcasting and produced by Michael McCabe.